You said you didn't do romance.
I don't.
What? I don't think that's romantic.
Dear Laura, roses are red, but dear Laura, I have a question. It's time for Letters to Laura on Star 98.
I'll tell you what, Bethany is, she must have cramps in her fingers for the long letter to Laura that she sent. So I'm going to try to synopsize this thing a little bit. But Bethany basically wants to read her own vows at her upcoming wedding. Okay. But her fiance is nervous about that and would rather just go ahead and say yes and no and I do and I don't or whatever they do these days at ceremonies like that. So what should she do? One wants to do their own vows. The other one would rather not. How does that get handled in the world of Laura McKenna?
Did you say that you would rather just do yes, no, whatever? At what part during the wedding ceremony do you answer no?
No, I don't know. I'm just saying yes, no, or I do, I don't. I don't know. Look, it's been a long time.
When do you say I don't?
I don't know. I'm just saying I don't.
I know it's been a while for you.
I don't know.
But I don't think at any point of your ceremony was the answer I don't.
I'm just saying things could have changed in the last 20-some years since I was, I've been married. So I'm just saying, will you answer the letter? This is not about me. This is about you and how you would deal with this situation. One, Bethany wants to read her own vows or write her own vows, and the other guy does not.
So okay. Here's my, as an officiant, when I first talk to couples about this, because I always give them the option. Do you want to write your own vows? Do you want them to just be incorporated into the ceremony? I would say if both people aren't genuinely on board, don't do it. And the reason I say that is because it is going to put so much pressure on that person who either doesn't want to do it because they're nervous or doesn't want to do it because they don't feel that they're going to adequately match up to their spouse's vows. They don't want to look like, you're a better writer than me. I don't want to look like I don't love you as much just because I'm not good at putting pen to paper or in that case, saying things. And I think even though at a wedding you're in front of your friends and your family and your closest loved ones, that's a lot of pressure to say how you feel, to not cry through the whole thing. And I'm a very emotional person with my own stuff, so I don't know that I would be good at writing my own vows. And I think if you have a good officiant that gets to know you, they can put all that personalized things into the ceremony vows so that they can say what you want to say for you. Level of nervousness. And I share a story of a couple that I'm going to be marrying this summer. They agreed they wanted to write their own vows. I think she wanted to a little bit more than he did, but he was on board. But he said to me, he's like, do you care if I go first? And I said, whoever wants to, sure. He's like, okay. And you could tell he was so nervous. He's like, okay, because if I don't, I'm going to be so nervous that I won't hear anything she says through the whole thing.
I understand.
He's like, so if I can just go first and kind of get it out of the way. And I'm like, well, don't look at it as getting it out of the way. Like, I want you to be excited to read your own vows. And I would say, if you are, write them out, first of all. And then practice them again and again. Like, read them to your dog. Read them in the mirror.
In the mirror, yeah.
And then you can kind of feel where things, maybe that doesn't sound right. And you can make some changes. And run them by a friend. Maybe don't tell them to your spouse because you want that surprise and excitement that first time that they're hearing it. But run them by somebody else because they're going to be a good basis. And somebody that you trust and knows your spouse and can say, I see what you're trying to say, but maybe word it this way. And then that way, by the time the day gets there, you are so comfortable with them that you won't even need your notes, but have them in your pocket just in case, because that moment can be nerve-wracking.
Yeah.
But if you think, I don't want to do this, there's nothing wrong with not writing your own vows, and you can incorporate all those sentimental things into the I do's. I don't know where you got the I don'ts, you can incorporate, your officiant, if you have a good one, can incorporate all those sentimental things in for you if that vow portion of writing your own vows is a little bit too much pressure.
Okay.
And there's nothing wrong with that if it is.
Free plug. Go ahead. Married by McKenna. How can they get a hold of you?
Well, you can like me on Facebook. You can check out some of the other ceremonies. But again, some people are both on board, and right from the beginning, they don't need any of my help at all. And they're like, oh, no, we already have them written.
Yeah,
I'm like, hey,
yeah,
excellent.
Yeah.
But for some people, that's really, really hard. And I get that. And so I don't think there's anything wrong with, if both people aren't on board, just having that I do... Yes, I do.
Mm-hmm.
Part of the ceremony. And it can be just as sentimental, I think.
I love it. Letters to Laura. It happens every Wednesday around 7:40. Submit those at star98.net.